Hello everyone, I'm Tara. We are discussing social enterprise and the various aspects that take it all the way from a concept, a thought process, to an idea, to execution. And within this whole horizon, project management assumes a very, very significant importance because, as with any other enterprise, the traditional commercial enterprises, effective execution, productivity, measurability are what will lead to success versus, you know, an idea that really fizzled out. When I keep talking about the trend of influencers, a lot of them may be teenagers, very young, but one of the things you have to give them credit for is that their hold on numbers, their hold on measurability. Because in this cutthroat world, in terms of how they land their collabs, they have to be able to show numbers, monitor, show accountability. So these elements become extremely important when it comes to executing a social enterprise. Of course, in a social enterprise, measurability sometimes is not as cut and dry as revenue generated, sales, or market share. Because a lot of the elements of the social impact are qualitative. However, still, as we have seen, there are ways in which monitoring can happen. The monitored data can be used to demonstrate effectiveness in an informative, empathetic manner. For example, when we're talking about, providing clean water, then, you can measure how many liters of water you distributed. And share that, communicate that with the stakeholders. Likewise, if you're talking about reducing unemployment, then you can measure, the number of youth who enrolled with you or the number of people who stopped taking unemployment benefits, which is an indication of, them actually receiving gainful employment. So there are various ways to measure. Now, measuring the result is one thing, but before measuring the result, there are things which come before that which lead to the result, right? So, what will lead, what is leading to the eventual result? There's a target setting. There is some way to ensure how is it that I feel, I will reach this target. So, I have targeted that I will distribute, 500 liters of clean water over this week. Great. How have I thought through how I will enable this? Do I have a distribution network? Have I tied up with my water purification center? How will I ensure that the transport happens in a way that contamination does not happen? So even when there are targets, there has to be a clear, relevant plan, specific plan ensuring how will I reach this target? And then, of course, measuring it. Another very important element of any enterprise, including social enterprises, is they have to be deadline oriented. So let's say that you have a target that I am going to increase the percentage of students from a certain community who complete education up to a certain standard and don't drop out before that. Okay, but do you have a plan to reach that one? How will you ensure that? You have meal schemes, midday meal schemes, you are reaching out to X number of families, you are providing some sort of reward or incentive if they complete certain number of years of education. What are your plans? Secondly, you have this target that you want to reduce the number of dropout cases by 15%, 20% over what time frame? So time bound also becomes really important. I mean, if you've reduced it by 10%, 15% over 10 years may not be that significant. But if you're reducing it by 10%, 15% over 1 year, over 6 months, that assumes that much more significance. So when you have any target in a traditional organization, in a social enterprise, eventually that target also has to be tied to a timeline and to a deadline so that, you know, you can keep monitoring, am I being effective or not, and evaluate where were the gaps which maybe made you breach the deadline or, you know, you could not achieve your targets. So there are various elements which you have to keep in mind when it comes to project management for social enterprises or traditional enterprises. And let's look at some of those elements which can make your enterprise more effective. So why are goals important? We have been talking about social goals, we've been talking about people and planet, but measurable goals, why are they important? Because one, they are the strongest indicator of, am I achieving what I set out to do? I have, you know, very good intention at heart. I have my heart in the right place. But unless I have demonstrable, visible results, does my good intention actually amount to anything, right? So when a Grameen bank is saying that, you know, they have they are covering 94-95% of the area in of the rural areas in Bangladesh, then that gives them a clear understanding of their far wide reach. So hence, goals and objectives make it the final point in terms of understanding, am I achieving what I set out to do? Then also your goals and objectives are what are going to, laying out your goals and objectives is what is going to bring your stakeholders on board. They want to know, what are your goals? What are your objectives? And then, are they measurable? You measure them, monitor them, display them. So reaching out to a stakeholder and saying that, you know, I want to eradicate poverty in a certain region. How? Be specific. What is your plan? What is your goal? What are your targets? What are your timelines? So to get people to buy in, whether they are R&D people, whether they are the people who are going to be funding you, whether they are the people who are going to be working for you, there has to be a clear set of goals and objectives. Now, when we were talking about the topic on HR policies and employees, then we spoke a lot about organizations deciding how and who to hire. But also, employees have to assess an organization. So if an employee wants to join an organization, but they feel, oh, okay, you know, now having interacted with them, I see that they have a great idea, but there isn't any end game in proper strategic end game in place. They haven't really thought through how they will roll it out. They haven't really thought through what their clear goals and objectives are, which may actually discourage this employee from coming on board as well. So stakeholders across have to see clear goals and objectives. And of course, the stakeholders who are the beneficiaries, they are not going to accept a disruption, allow you to come into their communities, change their mindset and lifestyle for someone or a project where they don't really see a clear goal or objective. They're like, oh, you want to come and do something, but, you know, we really don't see it making a tangible difference, and we don't think you are serious enough about, you know, what you want to do out here. So please don't come here and waste our time and, you know, disrupt our privacy. So it becomes very important from stakeholders across, right from your investors to your beneficiaries. Now, we can have very specific goals and objectives, and we are going to use one of the modes of, you know, the SMART objectives to see how we can break up goals and objectives into a measurable, relevant, attainable blueprint. Having clear goals and objectives is extremely important from keeping your focus intact, staying concentrated, rather than, you know, scattering your resources all over the place, multitasking too much, juggling too many hats. Be clear, right now, do I want to actually penetrate with the number of beneficiaries? Do I want to be focusing on my market share? Or do I first want to be focusing on, you know, how much I gain out of the, how much I impact the individual beneficiaries? So is my initial goal to be successful, very successful in one state, or do I want to have a reach in five states? So accordingly, you will allocate your resources, your attention and focus. So it's very important to know that, okay, out of this plethora of goals in front of me, what is my primary goal? What are the top two, three things I focus on versus, everything which is attainable to, in this spectrum among my competitors in the industry. As I mentioned that in terms of your stakeholders, their buy-in will be that much stronger because they see you, take you that much more seriously. Don't we come across, forget organizations. Don't we come across people who we take seriously and people who we don't take seriously? Because people who say that, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to launch this idea, we're going to achieve this, or for that matter, I'm going to, get through this degree, or I'm going to, target this kind of job. And we see people with action, taking action to achieve those goals versus there are people where like, every month they change what they want to do. They've launched so many things and they have given them up. There are so many times entrepreneurs, celebrity entrepreneurs who have launched multiple projects which start with a lot of fanfare and eventually people stop taking them seriously because two, three months down the line or 6 months down the line, every project is new project is being wound up because, oh, now we've changed our focus to this and now we've changed our focus to this. We see it constantly, rebranding happening and relaunching happening. And eventually those brands, those celebrities lose their brand value because people stop taking them seriously because they don't know, is this venture going to be around long enough? Because is the project management behind this solid or not? Likewise, the people working for them will be demotivated we have to reboot every few months. They'll keep hiring and firing if they're like jumping goals and objectives. So being very clear about this keeps the motivation levels very, very high for long sustainability, not just of your venture, but you as a brand and whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, because otherwise people are not going to really be taking you seriously very long, and especially in the social enterprise space where as it is so tough to get funding, to get buy-in, it's that much more challenging. It's even more important to establish that you have a blueprint which is very well thought out and you have brainstormed it and evaluated it from multiple ways. We are going to be in this chapter, we're going to be discussing the Porter's five forces, we're going to be discussing the Pestle analysis. So you need to demonstrate that whatever it is your venture that you have in mind, it has been analyzed for its pros and cons and strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, etc. Across various elements individually versus its competitors in the industry, all of that. So now coming to the concept of SMART goals. What are SMART goals? If I just take the alphabets SMART, then they are very specific. For example, someone decides that I want to increase my revenue by 10%. That is a very specific goal. Revenue increase by 10%. Then you have, is it measurable? Okay, so yes, of course, it's measurable. You are increasing your revenue by 10%. So let's say your revenue is, currently your revenue is 1 crore. You want to reach 1.1 crore. So it is very specific. It is very measurable. Is it achievable? Okay, so you've decided you want to increase your revenue by 10%. But have you thought through how you will achieve this? Increase in sales, but increase in sales based on what? You're going to tap into new, you're going to tap into some new social media marketing. You're going to tap into some new lead generation, tie up with some new, lead generating entity. How will you achieve this? Do you have a plan how you will achieve this measurable target? Then is it relevant? Have you connected, how are you going to achieve this increase in sales you want to have this, you know, higher lead generation, you want to have a higher potential of clocking more sales, but are you also, you know, willing to then expand your office reaches or tie up, you know, maybe go into a franchise model or something, make it relevant so that you are having that higher reach, which will give you more leads and hence higher sales generation to achieve this 10% increase. Or let's say that, you know, you're increasing, your target is to increase your profits by 10%. Then are you also making it achievable and relevant by reducing your costs? So which would involve, are you moving to a smaller office space, a cheaper office space? How are you making it achievable and relevant? And then, of course, time bound. What is your time frame? You want to achieve this 10% increase in revenue in 90 days. Then your time frame is 3 months, 90 days. Then if you're achieving it in 9 months, then you've actually way overshot your time frame. So this is how you break up a specific target that you have, a measurable target. I'm also going to touch on a few more examples of how you can break up a measurable target to make it that much easier to understand how I can analyze my project management and my goals and objectives to make them as plausible as possible. Now, let's say I have another objective where I say that I want to improve my employee turnover by 15%. So now, how are you going to do this? And that is your measurable specific. That is the specific target, improving employee turnover by 10%, 15%. Now, how are you going to measure it? That is the number, 15%. How are you going to achieve it? How will you make it attainable? That is by, I will provide training to my employees. I will provide one-on-one counseling to my employees. I will make it very clear to my employees what their expectations are. The new employees who come on board, I will make it very, very clear to them right from the start so that there is no, gap or conflict in terms of what they think their expectations are and what I am expecting from them on the job. So I will take on all these activities make it attainable and achievable. Now, in terms of relevancy, am I going to, be rewarding the employees, who are outperforming, who are delivering what is expected of them? Am I going to have some sort of motivational exercises involved where I'm giving them recognition, where I am giving them this push to be able to deliver so that I can achieve my target of 10%, 15% improvement. And of course, I have a time frame. Do I want to do it in 90 days? Do I want to do it in 6 months? So this is how I'm breaking up my SMART goal. Now, let's say something which is very, very relevant to the way we interact in our day-to-day lives and in our purchase decisions, etc., or in anything else that we do. We go online, right? So let's say there is a company which has decided that it wants to, their specific goal is that they want to increase traffic to their site by, 20%. So they want to increase, that is their specific goal, that they want to increase traffic by 20%. That is a specific goal. Now, how do they make it measurable? They make it measurable by, of course, measuring have the number of reviews left, have the number of clicks, have the time that people have stayed on their site. Are all of these things there? So let's say that you want to increase your traffic by 20%. Then if today you have 5,000 views, then you want to take it from 5,000. You know that you want to take it from 5,000 to 6,000 to increase it by 20%. Now, this is your measurable goal. Is it attainable? How will you attain it? Through, content, SEO-generated content, through blog posts, which will draw more and more people to your site to draw them in. Now, how do you make it relevant? how do you make it relevant? So your leads that you are generating, you ensure that you get a much higher visibility so that you are drawing more traffic. There is, you have your tie-ups, your various other, your icons appear. So you have a much higher visibility. And also time-bound, you can say that, I want to achieve this 20% increase in maybe like 90 days. So once again, you have a plan of 20% increase. You are working on how to draw people blog posts, etc., through which, SEO targeted content. So, people are coming to your site. And of course, all of these things will make your target goal achievable. Now, let's say that I have a company where I have another example of how they want to achieve their target. So let's say that they say we have a current rating. When you go on Google and you look at even hiring a basic plumber, to do a simple job of a few hundred rupees today, when you, let's say, go online to look for plumbers in your area, you will find, even for the these people who are working in the unorganized sector, you will find Google reviews and hundreds of Google reviews. And especially even me, I actually have hired people from those reviews, based on what their rating is, based on how many people have rated them, and based on testimonials, etc. And I think a lot of those are Google reviews are not bot reviews, but genuine and legitimate reviews. So they become very relevant. These days, people go online and that's the first thing they look at, whether they're looking to buy property and they're looking at real estate companies, whether they're looking at, hospitals, doctors, whether they're looking at plumbers, salon professionals. They immediately, Google reviews become extremely relevant and an influencing factor. So let's say that there is a company which decides that I have a rating of 4.2 and my target is to, my specific goal is to take my rating of 4.2 to 4.5. Then this is very specific. The measure is that I want to go from 4.2 to 4.5. How will I get there? In terms of making it attainable, achievable, I will get 20 new customers to review me. So if I have 100 reviews right now, I will get another 20, 30 people to review me so that the number of reviews being left are higher, and hopefully I will get a higher review from them to take my average rating from 4.2 to 4.5. Now, how am I getting these 20 new reviews with 5 plus? Of course, I'm delivering a good service to them. Once I deliver a good service, I send them reminders, via email, via SMS links, via WhatsApp links to leave the review. These days, I have seen that, when you go for a service, hospital to plumber to anyone, you will get post the service. Of course, they will verbally request you, please do leave a review and please do give a rating. But you will get automated reminders till you have gone and given that review. So, it's like they are very persistent and they want your review. So they make it their business to ensure that it is attainable by sending you these reminders, etc. So you ensure that you are giving good service, and then you are ensuring that, the 5-star ratings are left for you by X number of additional reviewers. And you are, this is the way you are chasing them to get those reviews. Now, also, how are you, in how much time do you want to achieve it? How are you keeping it relevant? You are keeping it relevant by ensuring that you are keeping it relevant by having a strong online reputation, which will keep having a magnetic effect in terms of attracting more and more customers towards you, in addition to your existing customers. And of course, in terms of time bound, you have a horizon of, I want to achieve this within a month, within 30 days I want to see my rating move. So this is how you break up your goals in a smart manner. And also, of course, for all of this, now as we're going to get into more into deeper analysis, we will see how other things, right from competition analysis, right from R&D, etc., all of these elements come into play to ensure that I have a strong blueprint for my project management. Identifying your stakeholders becomes extremely important, because then you have to see in terms of the linkages back and forth, what are the goals, what is the relevance, what is the measurability that you will have to share with them, that you will have to communicate to them. Understanding stakeholder motivations, perspectives, communicating to them is very, very important. And your goals and strategic objectives are not something that just you have to have a buy-in to, but of course your stakeholders have to take them seriously and be on board as far as they are concerned. There are various ways to analyze your stakeholders, interaction with them, your market studies, going to, you know, collaborations where you interact with other experts, where you understand questionnaires, especially in the case of beneficiaries, etc. Questionnaires and one-on-one interactions really help. So there are a lot of ways to analyze what is the perspective and what are the motivations of your stakeholders. Of course, your stakeholders will want to, know your mission statement. They will not. They will want to know your, review documents, your project documents, etc. And hence, you have to have a very comprehensive analysis, a strategic goal objective that you are presenting to them, so that in a very concrete manner, formalized manner, they can understand what is it that they are going into, whether it's, the beneficiaries, whether it's your, whether it is your investors. So, for example, you're trying to tap into a certain rural community to bring some agricultural growth out there. And possibly you are interacting with NGOs on the ground to be able to break into and access the communities, which would otherwise be resistant to an outsider coming and interfering with the way they have been, doing their agriculture, going about their agricultural activities, even if the results are not optimal with the way they are doing things now. So when you are interacting with these NGOs, they would want to know, they would want to see the formal, documents, the representatives. Let's say you are going at the panchayat level, the village heads, the panchayat level would want to know that, look, before we bring the people that we are representing, before we bring them, it is a matter of our, reputation as well. We want to understand, do you have formal, do you have something formal, and do you have the proper documentation in place for us to understand what you are about? And then accordingly, we onward, get the people, our communities to join in. So bring to achieve all of this, to ensure that you are, conveying, communicating in this manner, you have to brainstorm a lot. You have to understand from your, various stakeholders, what are the motivations, what are the perspectives before you come up with this proper, concise, well-structured project plan. Various ways are there, to identify stakeholder tools, over and above the ones I have already mentioned, in terms of, one-on-one interactions, in terms of questionnaires, in terms of interacting with experts, studying the industry, and going to, third parties who have conducted research and studies on these. And then, of course, there are, other models like the salience model, power, interest grids, stakeholder register. So there are a lot of identification tools available today for you to understand, what these stakeholder motivations are. Various factors have to be analyzed, and now as we are getting into the Porter's five forces model, you will see how everything from competition analysis, supplier analysis, consumer loyalty analysis, various ways how all of these elements have to be assessed to know whether you have a solid goal or not, solid project or not. Of course, when we come to the PESTEL analysis, we are going to be getting into analysis of the political environment, the environment from a planetary point of view, the social aspects involved, the legal aspects involved. So all of these elements put together is the best way to holistically understand the solidity and the viability of your project. And of course, I can't undermine the impact of communication at all points of time. You have to have clear communication to all the stakeholders, whether they're employees, investors, beneficiaries. So there are various ways in which you can do this. Now, I'm going to get into some of the breaking up some of the case studies for some very well-known organizations like Apple, like Amazon, like Airbnb, to see how they have analyzed their entire business model, their project model, to see where the strengths are and where they possibly have vulnerabilities. So you can have multiple kinds of ways to analyze, to identify your key areas in your project management. And of course, all of this put together is going to, help you get very focused, concentrate your efforts and your resources so that you can have a very targeted goal.